get, and no sow, and the old boy hogs, male, boar.
Was that word boar not nice to use?
No, we didn't use it ahead of people.
People use that much now?
I think so. You know, they're saying thing now.
Yeah.
Boo woo.
Say if you had a pig that you didn't want to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
Trim him.
Okay. Would you use that same word talking about a horse?
Mm-hmm.
Or what about a tomcat?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. And say if after he'd been trimmed, then he'd be a...
Just a... horse.
Or talking about the...
He'd be a bar.
Okay. And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
Bristles.
Okay. And those long teeth?
It's got... Tushy.
Okay. And do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild hog.
Did anything else? Piney Woods Rooter or Ridge Runner?
Yeah. Piney Woods Hog, Piney Woods Rooter, or anything you want to call it. It's out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just call it a wild hog.
The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned. You'd say the calf began to...
Wean the calf?
What the noise that a calf makes?
They low.
Okay.
Beller and ball and...
Are these all different noises?
I'm saying.
What about the noise that a cow makes at feeding time?
It low for you.
Okay. And the noise that a horse makes?
Yeah, quicker.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a...
Setting hen.
And where do you keep your hens? If you had a place built for them?
In chicken house.
Okay. What about a place just for the mother hen and the chicks?
A coop.
What did that look like?
Well, different people make different looking ones. Mm-hmm. Well, you can make you a pen, you know, and put them in it. Some of them has ends to them, like cotton strips across here.
Mm-hmm.
The biddies can get out, and the old hen still has to stay in there till the biddies is big enough to follow, you know, and then they let them go.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when you're eating chicken, the bone is like this.
Mm-hmm.
What's
fortune
that?
Bone.
Huh?
Pulley bone.
Uh-huh.
Fortune bone, or what you want to call
fortune
it.
Fortune bone?
Some folks call it fortune bone. I always call it pulley bone.
Why is it called fortune bone?
Oh, you know, they used to a long time ago claim that if you pull a fortune bone, the one that got the short side, if you stick it up over the door, if it was a girl got it, the first boy come under it, that'd be your husband. Or if it was a girl, that'd be your wife. If it was a boy, you know, put it up there, that'd be your wife. That's just old folky doings. Wasn't nothing to it.
Did they?
They just called it fortune bones.
Did they call that short piece anything that they put up over the door?
No, not so no.
Okay. And the inside parts of a pig or a calf that you eat, do you have just a general name for them? Or
for the calves?
The inside?
The beef cow or something?
Yeah, the inside parts that you eat.
Such as the liver?
Mm-hmm. What else?
Well, that's about all I ever eat, and I don't care for that.